Paul, speak slowly when you give us your tip of the week.
Yikes. So I'm not going to speak that slowly.
Oh, all right.
You may recall one of the, you know, Windows 8 didn't get a lot of credit with the desktop people because obviously it was a bunch of touch first baloney. But actually, there were a bunch of neat Windows desktop stuff going on in Windows 8. And some of that moves forward to Windows 10, and some of it gets improved in Windows 10. And one of those things are the Windows key-based keyboard shortcuts that debuted in Windows 8, which I thought were really cool. In Windows 8, we had things like, you know, Windows key plus C to bring up charms, you know, that kind of stuff. In Windows 10, they're using the Windows key for a lot of things, but among them are window and application and also desktop management. And so a lot of people are familiar with Alt plus Tab, you know, for switching between running applications. In Windows 10, you can use Alt plus Tab to bring up the task view, which is kind of like a persistent version of a version of Alt plus Tab in that it sits there on the screen, and then you can, you know, either move around with the keyboard or with the mouse and access the window that you want. But there's a bunch of other Windows keyboard shortcuts that I think are really cool related to Snap, which are based on the stuff, the ones that debuted in Windows 8, where you can, you know, Win key plus left arrow to snap something to the left side of the screen. And of course, in Windows 10, what you also get is Snap Assist. And so, in addition to snapping something to the screen, you get kind of a nice grid view of the other applications and open windows on your computer. And you can optionally choose, if you want to snap something else to the other side of the screen. So you can run these things side by side. Or you can just hit Escape and get out of there. And so there's a bunch of these things. Most of them are Windows key based. Some of the newer ones include such things as the ability to create and manage virtual desktops. And so these are new to Windows 10. So Win key plus Control plus D will create a new virtual desktop. And if you're familiar with Windows, you know, I just got a really loud sound in my head. I don't know if you heard that.
It sounds like Rubber Band Man. Rubber Band Man.
At least since Windows 8 and possibly Windows 7. I think Windows 8, though. Win key plus D has always done display the desktop. So anyway, as far as the Windows key shortcut stuff goes, I mean, the point here is the Snap stuff is pretty much carried over from Windows 8. It's still new, I think, to a lot of Windows 7 people. But there's new keyboard shortcuts related to virtual desktops, creating them, closing them, switching between desktops, that kind of stuff. And so I think people like me who, you know, like to keep their hands on the keyboard, it's kind of neat to be able to do keyboard shortcuts that are applicable to new features of Windows 10. And there's actually a bunch of them in Windows 10. You know, if you have Hey Cortana configured, you can type Windows key plus C, which used to bring up the charms, and that will bring up Cortana commands.